professionalism after the confrontation between an officer and a Democratic congresswoman. North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry says ignoring a police officer's order is never okay. But Georgia Democrat Cynthia McKinney says her dispute with police is not about whether she obeyed an officer's order. She says she was inappropriately touched, and she says it happened partly because she's black. The six-term congresswoman had an argument with a uniformed police officer entering a house building. He didn't recognize her. She refused to stop and hit him. Her actions could draw federal charges. The Democrats' number two House member, Steny Hoyer of Maryland, says lawmakers and others should cooperate fully with police officers. Delay reaction. The head of the Democratic National Committee says the Republican culture of corruption, as he describes it, is unfortunately very much alive. Howard Dean says Tom DeLay's resignation from Congress will not solve the Republican problems this election year. Tom DeLay says he didn't want to let Democrats seize his House seat in Texas. DeLay is under indictment in a campaign finance case in Texas. He announced today he will not be on the ballot in November, and he'll be leaving Congress in the coming weeks. Some of DeLay's former top aides have already admitted guilt in the corruption investigation of disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. George Bush told reporters at a health care panel discussion at the White House today he wished Tom DeLay the best. Republican Senator John McCain says he respects Tom DeLay's decision to step down. McCain is involved in the congressional investigations of the lobbyist Jack Abramoff. And McCain says today, quote, there are other aspects of the Abramoff scandal that will be unfolding soon. This is Air America Radio News.
Today is obviously not an easy one for me, but difficult days always demand the most from us, and in that sense are the ones most worth living.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. It's about 7 past the hour. Yeah, we're going to have some time delay for you tonight, in his own words. Oh, my God. I want to say welcome back to Air America Phoenix. Again, one more time, KPHX, 1480 AM in the fifth largest city in America. We're certainly glad to be connected again in that city. All right, you want the Bug Man, Hot Tub Boy, Jesus Mugshot Man, the Exterminating Hammer himself? We got him! And it makes you wonder if those in the... in the know, and Homeland Security waited till just before my program to announce that the Deputy Director of Homeland Security has just been busted as someone trying to seduce children over the Internet. Son of a bitch, can you believe this? Now, you suppose I would just try to try to throw us here at Air America off delays, stench he sent? The Deputy Director of Homeland Security is trying to boink children? Oh, my God. Child molesters at Homeland Security. The ports being run by Arabs. The Chinese going to scan our containers for nuclear stuff. Mexicans are coming. Woo! The deputy director of the Department of Homeland Security, busted. They got him. Oh, I know he's innocent until proven guilty. Okay. They got him. A punk-ass child molester. MSNBC had a picture of him up on the screen. He was your favorite woman there, Kathy. It was right in the middle of her program, and she's talking about, you know, missing people and dead people and brutalized people. She came on. What's your name?
Are you talking about Rita Cosby, Mike?
That's it.
Why? Why are you talking? That poor woman has been through so much strain. She's almost lost her voice.
Okay. Well, it was her. So in the middle of her program, they break in with... they had two breaking news things to report on Rita's program. First, a riot in Midtown Manhattan... the Hasidic Jews in Midtown Manhattan are in the streets burning things because apparently one of their sect was stopped driving his vehicle and talking on a cell phone at the same time. And the cops that stopped him, like, there's nothing better to do in New York than bust a Hasidic Jew for talking on the phone in a car? Oh, my God! Welcome to Policistan! So they bust this guy, and all of a sudden the streets are filled with those big black hats. They're all over the place. That was the first item. The second item is the deputy director of Homeland Security busted in Maryland on a charge of what? Internet porn, child solicitation, doing kids. What is going on? And have you heard this one? A couple of half-witted Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives have introduced a resolution in essentially condemning Cynthia McKinney because she assaulted a police officer. Yeah! There is a little shining pinpoint of hope, though, and it comes from here in DeKalb County, Georgia, one of the counties that make up Atlanta. Denise Grier, who was busted a couple of weeks ago because her car had a bumper sticker that said, "I'm tired of all the Bush It. She was busted because the cop said she had obscene bumper sticker, which he said, "That's against the law, darling. Get in the back of my car here. Your ass going to jail." Well, this is a Georgia cop, so what do you expect? But a law was passed, 10 years ago? Not law passed, but it was ruled unconstitutional in 1990. I'm sorry, 16 years ago. Georgia's lewd decal law was ruled unconstitutional in 1990. So this woman, who is a nurse, a traveling nurse for Emory University and other hospitals, was busted because she had a bumper sticker that said, you've seen it, "I'm tired of all the Bush it." See, I have to do it that way, or somebody will break in here and bust me. Come on, bring it on. They busted her. She was going to get a $100 fine. Now this story got all over the internet. According to a DeKalb County police spokesman, this spokesman said he didn't know how an experienced sergeant, like the guy that busted this woman, could have made such a mistake. It's the law was declared unconstitutional, and this freak has been on the police force for about 10 of the past 16 years. "Well, I didn't know, officer, judge. Hell, she had on..." Now, you know what the bust was all about. The bust was about the fact that this nurse, Denise Greer, had something on her car that disagreed with the cop's politics. In an interview last week, Ms. Greer said the case was about her right to free speech. You're damn right. So a judge here in Recorder's Court, which is just one step above traffic court, threw the case out. Tammy wrote, "Hi, Mike, I came across this page and got me so blue I didn't know who else to share it with. My friends are mostly sick of me and my belly aching about Bush. But look at these numbers." Quote, "For each of the 2,986 people killed in the attacks of September 11, 2001, about 75 Iraqis and 4 Afghans have been killed during and since the U.S. attacks." End quote. And the thing is, Mike, I've read through the methodology at this website, and if anything, these numbers are still too low. God, it just makes me want to cry. Now, you can see this. What Tammy's talking about is unknownnews.org/casualties.html. It's a pretty grim, it's just, you know, no pictures. I'm never going to send anybody to any more websites that contain pictures of people with their arms and faces blown off. This is just statistics, cold, dry statistics. But there it is. For each of the 2,986 people killed in the attacks of September 11th, about 75 Iraqis and 4 Afghans have been killed. So that's about 79-1 ratio. Could that be enough? Is it possible that maybe that's enough killing, you think? I'm not trying to trivialize the deaths of all the moms and dads and brothers and husbands and wives and sisters and grandparents who went down with Flight 93 or the Trade Towers or the attack, the bombing, whatever it was on the Pentagon. I'm not. I'm not trivializing that at all. George W. Bush has trivialized that. Dick Cheney has trivialized it. Donald Rumsfeld has trivialized it. Condoleezza Rice has trivialized it. Half of the U.S. military command has trivialized it. I'm just saying. All right. These two Republicans, Representative Patrick McHenry, Republican from North Carolina, and Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, Representative from Florida, co-sponsored a measure that would tell the Capitol Hill police force how professional they are and what good people they are after a confrontation between one of their officers and Representative Cynthia McKinney. Maybe these two members of Congress could also introduce a resolution acknowledging the fact that black folk black females, black people in general, might have a slight excuse for a hair trigger reaction when some white person comes up in a uniform and starts to grab them. You think?
This is awesome. We voted for Republicans, a form of suicide. Republicans suck!
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
It's 21 past the hour. All right, see, this always happens to me. I guess I've just lost my news guy credentials like I used to have. But Michael in Roswell, New Mexico, emails in, let's not promote the Department of Homeland Security guy. According to the Florida State press release, he's a deputy press secretary rather than deputy director. Still, I wonder if he was using government computers to do it. Why would it be a Florida State press release, Michael? Well, we should have something here before, just like the other night when they announced Tom DeLay was going to resign. It was on a scroll across the bottom of MSNBC, and none of the news sources that I could find confirmed it. Okay. Oh, he's only a deputy press secretary. Okay, well, I guess that's okay. No, that's not what Michael meant. I understand. But why is it always Republicans who attack women and sexually molest children? Why is it always Republicans? Always, always. Or conservatives? For example, this is from Phoenix. This is from Arizona. I'm sure you all are familiar with this in Arizona. The son of the president of the Arizona Senate and one of his friends are in deep doo-doo. These two young men are charged with sodomizing 18 boys at a youth camp last year. They have been offered a plea agreement that may net them little jail time and no record of sexual assault. Yeah. This is called Republican. And by the way, these are Mormons. These are called Mormon Republican Family Values. Clifton Bennett, who's 18, he's the son of Arizona Senate President Ken Bennett, and his co-defendant Kyle Wheeler, who's 19, were charged in January with 18 counts of aggravated assault and 18 counts of kidnapping for the incidents, which happened at a youth camp last June. The younger Bennett, Clifton Bennett, 18, confessed to police that he and Mr. Wheeler sodomized these boys, 11 to 14 years old, with broomsticks and flashlights in at least 40 incidents. The county prosecutors now say they'll drop all but one assault charge and likely recommend little or no jail time if young Master Bennett agrees to plead guilty. Young Master Wheeler has been offered a similar deal but faces an additional assault charge for choking three of these little kids until they passed out. Son of a bitch, can you imagine if these were Democrat boys or atheist boys or boys who weren't connected to the Senate president in Arizona? Now, according to the newspaper, the Arizona Republic, the plea deal has infuriated parents of some of the boys who say their sons were sexually assaulted and traumatized. They want Master Bennett and Master Wheeler to face sexual assault charges, undergo mental evaluations, and do some jail time. These little kids, according to the parents, have had trouble now going to the bathroom. They sleep with their clothes on. They're afraid at night, and they've undergone sexual assault counseling. A mother of one 11-year-old Tucson boy told the Arizona Republic, our biggest concern is that these older kids are going to do it again. My son had something shoved up his butt 7 or 8 times. If that's not sexual assault, what is? The prosecutor in this case told the judge last week's hearing that the broomsticking, that's the phrase he used, was a hazing ritual and a punishment, not sexual assault. And the plea agreement that they're asking these two privileged white boys to accept describes the assault charge as, quote, a non-dangerous, non-repetitive offense, end quote. What in the hell is that? It's not dangerous to shove a broomstick. How about Abner Louima? It is not dangerous to shove a broomstick up a young boy's rectum. The prosecutor told the judge that the case was never viewed as, quote, sexual in nature, end quote, because prosecutors could not prove the two young men had sexual intent. The legal expert, sex crimes prosecutors, and victims' rights lawyers say the acts clearly fit the definition of sexual assault. The Pima County Attorney Special Victims Unit spokeswoman said they could have been charged with sexual assault. Sexual assault is oftentimes not motivated by sexual desire. But it's still sexual assault. My God. Oh, the 18 boys that were brutalized by these two white-ass punks were chosen to attend a week-long student government leadership skills camp in Prescott, Arizona, because they were among the state's top student leaders. In asking for the plea agreement, the attorney for young Master Bennett said he was an honor student and an active member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he plans to go on a mission in September. And the attorney wrote, well, you know, a felony conviction for assault will make his desire to complete his mission impossible. Oh, Jesus, let's take a break, Kathy, while I cry.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Dad, this is my boyfriend, Scott.
So, where are you from, Scott?
Seattle.
Any brothers, sisters?
One brother.
How's your driving record?
Good.
Ever been arrested?
Huh?
Serve in the military?
Sir?
Do you have any diseases?
Dad!
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Any sports injuries?
No.
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Jen, what's up?
Hey, how'd you know I was having a party?
Everyone knows you're having a party.
Yeah, pretty crazy, isn't it?
Totally.
Hey, I'm gonna smoke up. Wanna get high? Here, you'll like this.
This is the moment your guidance can prevent your teen from smoking marijuana. So visit theantidrug.com and learn how to set clear rules about drugs. Parents, the anti-drug. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Spring is here, and everywhere you look, the colors are in full bloom. Even at your neighborhood Ace Hardware. We have thousands of the trendiest paint colors, and better yet, we can custom match any color you bring in. Hurry into Ace Hardware today for a great deal on Ace Royal Flat Interior Paint. Buy up to 10 gallons of Ace Royal for just $13.99 each after a $5 mail-in rebate. See store for details. Ace, the helpful place.
Hardware folks.
Standing up to the flying monkey ride, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 past the hour. Okay, very quickly. The news is all over there now. He's the deputy press secretary for Homeland Security, 56-year-old white man named Brian Doyle. Been arrested, charged with soliciting sex with what he believed to be a 14-year-old girl on the internet. Girl turned out to be an undercover law enforcement agent. Oh, God. Well, I'm not laughing. It's very serious stuff. But that's pretty much the story. It'll be all over the place. You can. This is the kind of guy that will commit suicide in jail before he's even arraigned. I can tell by looking at him. I'm kind of like Bill Frist. I can look at a videotape and or still picture, whatever. All right. Tom DeLay. Now, what I'm going to do here for you is play some. I'm going to I'm going to put back. I'm going to go back and forth. First statements Tom DeLay made on Fox News today with John Scott, Fox News anchor, and then comments that he made in his formal resignation videotape that was released to media. And I just want you to hear the differences, all right? Now, at some point, it's apparent as you listen here, and at some point, oh, and then we're going to have something come up a little bit later to the tune of The Way We Were, Tom DeLay then and Tom DeLay now. Now, at some point, that dead animal in his head that I talked about a couple of years ago must have sprung to life and started chewing on his remaining gray matter, you know, those brain cells that were not destroyed by years of huffing on cans of pyrethrin. Because Tom DeLay actually believes that evil liberals are the cause of his downfall. You can get a sense of this by going to airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Read the blog I wrote today. Not his own illegal activities and bullying tactics and neo-fascism and Christ-murdering Christianity, but it's the liberals' fault. But you see, he's a much kinder, gentle, godly man in his videotaped address than he is on Fox News a few minutes later. As Brazen Brain would say, you got to hear the juxtaposition of the both in these audio clips. So without further ado, we'll start with his formal resignation statement.
For the past 21 years as your congressman, it has been an incredible honor to represent the citizens of the 22nd District of this great state of Texas.
Quack, quack.
What a pair of decades we have lived together.
Yeah.
When I started in politics, I was inspired by the optimism and conservative principles embodied by one of our greatest presidents, Ronald Reagan.
Quack, quack.
Since I first asked for your votes for Congress back in 1984, America has moved closer to, not further from, the shining city on the hill that he so magnificently described, initiating sweeping and positive change across all facets of American society.
Oh, Tom. The anchor person at Scott at Fox News says, all of Washington is wondering, Tom, why resign now?
This campaign actually started over a year ago. It's very nasty. Every leftist organization in America is down here in Houston. I just realized that my constituents don't deserve this. They deserve a Republican. I think I could have won this seat, but it would have been nasty. It would have cost a fortune to do it.
And you've tapped everybody you can tap, right, Tommy? Back to his formal resignation address.
As I reflect on these past two decades of public service, I have enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, no kidding.
I have been proud and privileged to both to serve the Texans of the 22nd District in the greatest institution of the People's House.
Yeah, you're going to find out about a great institution in the People's House. Trust me. Mr. Scott at Fox says, all right, you've seen these charges in the paper. A couple of your former staffers, your former deputy chief of staff, and your former PR man have pled guilty. They're apparently cooperating with federal investigators. Is that part of your reason for resigning?
No, the Abramoff affair has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
The Justice Department has told my lawyers I'm not a target of this investigation.
Oh, God, I love the delusion. That's the part these Christo-fascists, that's so appealing to me. You know, they can sodomize a whole bunch of 11-year-olds and say, oh, we were just disciplining them. Or they can do what Tom DeLay has done, a one-man wrecking crew to the U.S. Constitution and 60 years of social programs to strengthen the society. This evil little bastard. Here he is from his formal resignation address.
I also have been proud to make whatever contribution I could to the conservative movement, to which I feel so strongly connected.
Oh, yeah.
And the enduring national conservative majority that has been transforming our nation for the past decade.
Boy, that's the truth.
For the opportunity to participate in all these endeavors, I remain deeply thankful to the voters and constituents of the 22nd district for their faith and their votes.
Oh, Tom, there's not a dry crotch in the house at this point. Oh, God. Back to Mr. Scott. And you're not afraid that somehow them cooperating with federal investigators, you know, your two former staffers, is going to lead somehow to you?
I know that the left has used it to try to brand me with guilt by association, but I have always served, I think, honorably and ethically. I've never broken a law, nor the spirit of the law, nor a house rule.
Quack, 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 quack. Back to his formal resignation speech.
After many weeks of personal, prayerful thinking and analysis, I have come to the conclusion that it is time to close this public service chapter of my life.
Boy, you got that right.
It's time to begin opening new chapters and pursuing new opportunities to engage in the important cultural and political battles of our day from outside the arena of the United States House of Representatives.
And inside a prison.
Because I care so deeply about this district and the people in it, I refuse to allow liberal Democrats an opportunity to steal this seat with a negative personal campaign.
Well, thank God he's not into negative personal campaigns, right?
Back to the Fox guy. Well, Mr. DeLay, here's a quote from the Democratic National Committee regarding your decision. They say, quote, the Republican Party is in disarray, a party out of ideas and out of energy. Your response?
Oh, boy, I tell you, this is a Democrat Party that has no agenda, can't come up with an agenda, have no solution. All they've got is the strategy of personal destruction and character assassination, and it hasn't worked in the past. It's not going to work in the future. They are a permanent minority party.
And you're going to be a permanent prisoner at some point. Hey, do you like Cuba? Maybe you wind up there. Thank God this is a man of integrity and doesn't resort to personal attacks. Hell, this most ethical, godly man can't even keep his word for 30 seconds, right? They have no agenda. They're a bunch of baby killers and pro-abortionists, you know. Back to his formal address today.
It has also been an honor to work closely with one of Texas' favorite sons, a president with great moral integrity and leadership, George W. Bush. His administration has done much to restore the type of principled leadership that President Reagan demonstrated, and that first drew me to seek service in our nation's capital.
Even Bush has got to be thinking, you know, keep this guy away from me. My approval ratings are low enough. Keep this sumbitch out of here! Get him away! Back to the Fox News anchor. Representative Lee, let me ask you, does the prosecutor down there, Ronnie Earle, win by you resigning?
He may win this battle, but in the end, we're going to give him a pretty good Texas whooping.
Oh.
Because the charges against me are frivolous. It's absolutely outrageous that Ronnie Earle has abused the Texas judicial system. But in the end, we will beat him. He will once again, as he has many times, be embarrassed.
Now, let me pause a minute while I smack down that dead animal in my head. That sonbitch is starting to gnaw again. Oh, Lord, where my little face mask? Let me breathe in some more of them pyrethrins. Hold on. Oh, God. The charges against me are frivolous. I didn't do any of this stuff. What's wrong with those good old Chinese sweatshop operators out there in the Mariana Islands having a couple little children to diddle at night?
Back to his formal address.
Today is obviously not an easy one for me. The difficult days always demand the most from us, and in that sense are the ones most worth living.
What?
I have no regrets today and no doubts.
I'm already dead.
I'm proud of the past. I am at peace with the present.
The future scares you.
And I'm excited about the future, which holds, as always, America's brightest days. And mine too.
Yeah, don't drop the soap when you're in prison, Tommy boy. You got quite a curvy little ass there on you. You know, that's one thing we have in common. I'm looking forward to Tom DeLay's future, too. Back to the Fox anchor. Mr. DeLay, when you stepped down as majority leader, you promised to come back. That didn't happen. Now you're resigning your seat in Congress. Do you feel defeated?
Not at all. I feel kind of excited. Frankly, I'm looking forward to being liberated outside the House, doing whatever I can to unify the conservative cause.
Yeah, going to jail would be a good start. You feel kind of excited, not as excited as your future cellmate's going to feel, you round little chunky thing, you. Back to his formal address today.
Equally precious to me are the remaining years of my own life, and I look forward with both joy and curiosity to the future that God holds for me.
It's not God.
I know for certain that I plan to devote a good deal more of my time and energy to fully completing Rio Bend, the foster care community built by the DeLay Foundation for Kids and opened in 2005.
Oh, tug at my heartstrings. Let me ask something, Tommy. Do they have illegal child prostitutes at your special kitty ranch, too, like you do out there in the Mariana Islands?
Back to the Fox News guy. Mr. DeLay, you've said you didn't want the Democrats to have the advantage and perhaps take your seat away by going through the campaign that culminates in the election this November. But with you pulling out, so to speak, doesn't that automatically give them a leg up, so to speak?
Not at all. In fact, it will no longer be a national race like it was. My liberal Democrat opponent has been raising money all over the nation.
No.
He's got Barbara Streisand's support.
No.
Sources support.
No.
Nancy Pelosi's
support. He's got money from Boston, Chicago, Hollywood. Very little money from Houston, Texas. His money will dry up. This is probably the worst day of his campaign. Somehow I kind of doubt that, Tom. Wow, Boston and Chicago? Man, they rank up right up there with Beijing and Moscow, don't they?
So there it is, the fall of the bug man, smiling Jesus, mugshot boy, and all his delusional glory. Maybe we ought to take up a collection for that upcoming vacation to federal prison he's so excited about. Some Bibles and some religious tracts and cartons of cigarettes to get him on his way to a new federal bribery career as the hammer of Supermax. Maybe some tubes of Astroglide. Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it. I'm sure you'll think of things to talk, toss in the welcome basket. Oh, Lord, it's one of the happiest days of my life. I'm free, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, free at last.
Yeah, I'm going, I'm going, I'm going, I'm going, I'm going. Yeah, I'm going.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Do you know the power of financial empowerment? Ambassador Andrew Young, humanitarian and educator, has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, how is Operation Hope meeting this challenge?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what's your role in financial literacy education?
Well, I came up with Martin Luther King in the Civil Rights Movement, and now we're trying to develop a Silver Rights Movement. Young people in the system of free enterprise and capitalism need to understand money and how it works. It takes an army of volunteers. business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
If you need financial hope, we're here to help you. Call Operation Hope at 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at operationhope.org.
In the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
That one person can make a difference in somebody's life. Find the children of those who are incarcerated and love them.
Jailhouse now.
Jesus. From one of our listeners, from Ann in Seattle. The real credit for the downfall of Mr. the delay should go to the people of his district. That's where the polls predict he'll lose. Go Texas. Yeah, all this maudlin little speech he gave today, and boy, do we have some wonderful stuff coming up the next hour on this sick son of a bitch, this bug man, this guy who breathed in way too much bug juice over the course of his useless life. And that little plea at the end there about, well, you know, I'm going to keep working on Rio Bongo or whatever the hell it is, where, you know, we take care of all these little underprivileged kiddies. Also, it's a great way to launder all this money we get from Abramoff, from the Indian tribes and wherever the hell he gets it from, and Ralph Reed, that smiley little punk that's running for lieutenant governor over there in Georgia. We're all connected. We all get together every once in a while and sing the praises of Jesus. We don't give a damn about Jesus, but we know that we can use him. It's unbelievable, isn't it? This is the only focus we're going to put on this useless waste of DNA. Tom DeLay is a punk in the dictionary definition of a punk. He was Newt Gingrich's enforcer. He's a punk. The only reason he ever ran for Congress is because he got tired of the EPA telling him he couldn't continue to pollute the groundwater in Texas with his rat poison and his bug vermin juice. And you know, he's just a useless, evil little man who was elevated to the position that he got elevated to because he connected to some of the right people, like Jack Abramoff, like Newt Gingrich, not so much George W. Bush. The Bush family tends to shy away from low-class, low-life, blue-collar half-wits like Tom DeLay. The Bush family, they like to hobnob with people of their class, and Tom DeLay certainly is not in the Bush family class. But to watch this little tyrant go down the toilet like he should, you know, this is a floater that's been hanging around on the top of the commode for so many years, and why somebody hasn't reached over and flushed him before now, I don't know. But part of the problem, as it always has been since 1994, since the time that the Republicans took over the House of Representatives, and Bill Clinton decided to tap dance into a little mode called triangulation. The problem here has been, and don't send me email because I don't give a damn what your feeling is about this. The problem has been these useless, half-life, half-witted Democrats. These gutless, spineless Democrats who have just, as Bart Kopp calls them, pink tutu Democrats who have just rolled over and wanted somebody like Tom DeLay to scratch their tummies, or George Bush even. Oh, please scratch my tummy right over there. Oh, Lord, that feels so good. You know, I am a Democrat, but God, I just want to be, I want to be in your shadow, Tom. I want to be under your table, George, so I can suck up some crumbs. You know, I used to be an honorable person back when I decided to join the Democratic Party and run for office, but you know, I've become a total whore now. Because, yeah, and you know what? It is not all that bad to be a whore. It really is. And not when you're a political whore. I don't know about the other kind. I imagine that's rough work. But, you know, I'm an elected Democrat. I'm a House member. And you know, I've just sucked along here, but just happy to get the crumbs. I don't want to offend anybody, least of all not the power in the United States of America. We're a great country. I support your war, George. I support your illegal detentions. I support your suspension of the Constitution, and Mr. DeLay, I just think you're the greatest white man I've ever met. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Democrat. Yes, I am. I'm a big D Democrat. All right, I'll sit down now and shut up. Don't hit me again, Mr. DeLay. I'm sorry, Mr. Bush. I didn't mean anything. I didn't. Gutless bastards.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Prosecutors intend to put the name and photograph of every September 11th victim in front of the jurors who will decide the fate of Zacharias Moussaoui. Testimony from victims' families in the second phase of Moussaoui's death penalty trial may take several weeks. On Monday, jurors decided that he is eligible for execution. Now they have to decide whether he deserves the death penalty. Saddam Hussein returns to court tomorrow, one day after Iraqi authorities filed new charges against him, accusing him of genocide. Saddam currently being tried in connection with the deaths of 140 Shiites. The new accusations involve the massacre of some 100,000 Kurds back in the 1980s. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy says the Supreme Court has a different dynamic than Capitol Hill, and he says the decision about putting cameras in the high court should be left to the justices and not to lawmakers. Congress is considering a bill to televise Supreme Court proceedings for the first time. With Congressman Tom DeLay's resignation announcement today, Texas Governor Rick Perry has not yet said whether he will pick a replacement or leave DeLay's seat vacant till after the November elections. The former Republican House leader denies being worried about the corruption scandal in Washington and says he quit only to protect voters from a nasty campaign. Tom DeLay says his decision to leave Congress is not a defeat. In fact, he says he's kind of excited about it. DeLay says he thinks he could have won re-election, but it would have been nasty and would have cost a fortune. Resigning will allow Tom DeLay to transfer about $1 million in campaign donations to a legal defense fund. He gave up his majority leader post last fall after his indictment in Texas tied to the allegations of illegal use of funds in state legislative races there. And last week, a former top aide admitted conspiring with former lobbyist Jack Abramoff and others to corrupt public officials. DeLay has not yet been indicted. The current House Majority Leader John Boehner says Tom DeLay had served our nation, quote, with integrity and honor. A spokesman for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee says the DeLay resignation is just the, quote, latest piece of evidence that the Republican Party is a party in disarray. And the White House says Tom DeLay made his own decision to leave Congress. Spokesman Scott McClellan says DeLay called Air Force One to give George Bush the news yesterday. McClellan says DeLay is a good ally whom Bush thanked for his service. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. In just a few minutes, we'll take a trip down memory lane and revisit some of our favorite delay moments. I'm sure you have your own, so feel free to call in and share. And by the way, if we can pause just for a second, just for a second, acknowledge that today is the day, back in 1968, that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated by the United States government when he was in Memphis, Tennessee, to assist in a garbage collector's strike. What? You have a problem with my saying that on this day in 1968, Martin Luther King was assassinated by the United States government? You have a problem with that? Email here from Lori in Chamblee, Georgia, which is not too far from this studio. She said, Mike, I certainly hope I didn't disturb your broadcast when I started screaming here in Chamblee as you were talking about the young men in Arizona who sodomized and otherwise abused 18 young boys. I had to leave the room in the middle of your story to go retch. Are there any Republic thugs out there that are not perverts, drug addicts, thieves, and murderers? I begin to think not. I can tell you with a pretty high degree of certainty from personal experience as a court reporter for 17 years working in Superior Court in Fulton County, that's Atlanta, that if a young black man or men faced similar charges, they would be going down the road for a very long time. I don't know how much more of this I can take without totally losing it. Have I told you yet tonight how much I hate these people? Yeah, I know. It's the irony here is the hearings in Washington today about child pornography. And then this arrest tonight. Eleanor emails in, why is it always Republicans who do this sort of thing? And answers her own question. She says it's because they are developmentally arrested psychosocially, all across the board of their entire being. Couldn't be anything else. They're subhuman, period. I tend to agree with that. But, I mean, think about it. Think about what the Bush crime family has unleashed, or at least made tenable for the American public to absorb. Think about the early pictures from Abu Ghraib and some of our other torture rooms, sodomy with broomsticks, stacks of naked men with soldiers, men and women making obscene gestures, forcing people to masturbate as a means of breaking them down to get them to talk about something they have no idea what the hell they're supposed to talk about. I mean, it just doesn't stop. Tom DeLay out in the Mariana Islands, a killing legislation scheduled for a hearing back here in the United States that would have targeted sexual predators against children and women who are brought from China and Malaysia to work in these sweatshops that are owned by American corporations. It just doesn't stop. This is what these people have unleashed. Violence, ugliness, a perverted religion that is sicker than any religion since Torquemada's Inquisition. It is insane. It is insane. This is what they have unleashed on this country. It just doesn't stop. We have a command officer who swears that he sees demons in the sky over Somalia and now Iraq. And is anybody getting his ass out of uniform and into a straitjacket or at least some kind of chemical treatment? No! Senator from Virginia wants to appoint him as the head of Homeland Security something. I don't even know. The story is too bizarre for me to read. This is what this Bush crime family has done. It just doesn't stop. Oh, you want to do some of these, Kathy? Want to wait? Okay. We'll wait a second. We have some quotes from Chairman DeLay. I had a couple of quick calls here. Let's do it. Lovo is calling from Chicago. Lovo, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike? It's good to hear you.
Hey, good to hear you, Lobo.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out here in Chicago, am I in, what'd you say earlier, the late thought, the money coming in from Chicago, was, am I in Beijing or Moscow? I'm not sure which. I don't know what he was talking about.
Well, he was saying that the plot against him was being financed by money from places like Chicago and Boston and people like Barbara Streisand. Ooh.
Yeah, no, I was horrified. But I had to call you tonight because along with Martin Luther King, there was 2 years ago this is the anniversary of a couple of young men. I'm with the Veterans for Peace, and I work out there at Camp Casey. And Mike Mitchell and Casey Sheehan were killed in Siler City in 04. And I talked with Mike's father, Bill, today for a minute, and I talked to Cindy, and we'll be going out there the week leading into Easter. Again, we'll be down at Camp Casey, and we're just trying to, earlier on Randy Rhoads' show, she mentioned about all these things that are not being reported, like the guys who are in now in Afghanistan and Iraq committing suicide, and all these veterans coming home and not having anywhere to turn to get some help they desperately need. And I tried to call in there. I wanted these guys to know that they need to surf the net and talk to, get a hold of these organizations like the Veterans for Peace and I tried the CrawfordPeaceHouse.com, and maybe they can, you know, find you there.
What was that last one, Lobo?
CrawfordPeaceHouse.com.
CrawfordPeaceHouse.com. Oh, that's down at Camp Casey.
Right.
Well, actually, in Crawford, Texas. Okay, CrawfordPeaceHouse.com.
Right. They're the ones who work with the Camp Casey people, and they organize for the food and all when we're out there in August and over Thanksgiving and now coming into Easter time. And, they do a lot of work with the Gold Star Families for Peace when we come out there and the Veterans for Peace. And I'm just trying to get out the word that somebody's got to support the troops. I'm so tired of it. The word is hypocrisy, Mike. I mean, it comes back there over and over again. Everything delays. I can't believe the quotes I was hearing on him and all these people talking about supporting the troops. And then they tripled the premiums they have to pay for their insurance, and then the veterans, and then they turn around and cut back on the benefits they get, and they're closing VA hospitals. And they're not supplying the people who are in the field, and it's got to stop. This is insanity.
Can I ask you something, Lobo?
Yes, sir.
I ask you something personal. You sound fatigued. You sound tired. You sound worn out. So let me ask you how you're doing.
Oh, I'm doing fine. I marched against the war. I got a lottery number at the end of Vietnam, but I didn't go, and I enlisted in January of 76. I wanted to make sure it was over. No, my combat experience was as a cop. I was a field supervisor with the Chicago Housing Authority Police from 1990 to 99. And before that, I was in New Mexico for 5 years, where I was even busier than I was in the project. But so that's where I've seen my share of things. I just, you know, so these guys, I know what they talk about. My father was in World War II, and I wear his ball cap with his ship on it. And even he couldn't get some heart medication through the VA the last few years of his life. A few years ago, they cut that out, and they cut out stuff for the guys from Desert Storm and Korea and everybody in between. All the benefits are being cut out, and I don't want to hear this clown in the White House talk about hard work. Well, working hard, it's hard work. If you have never developed a callus, let alone a blister, You can't talk about what high work is, you know.
That's right. Lobo, we're going to have to break here. Listen, man, thanks for checking in. I hope you call again. And when you go back to Texas, you know, use your cell phone and call in. Let us know what's going on, okay?
I'm going to try to do that if I can get some reception. They jam us pretty good out there.
I know. Keep trying. Thanks, pal. I appreciate what you do. I respect you. You have a good evening.
I appreciate you, Mike. Keep going strong. I appreciate it. Stay
strong. Right. All right. Take care. We'll be back in a minute.
And the tears you shed on that day won't wash your sins away. Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your hands? Will he welcome you into that peaceful land? Will he forgive the killing, the war you have planned? Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your hands?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're looking for the ideal job, we have immediate openings for mystery shoppers. You get paid to shop, dine and drink at restaurants, and even go to the movies. Companies will pay you to be their eyes and ears. You'll tell them how you, a customer, are treated and how their prices compare. Full or part-time, as a mystery shopper, you set your own hours and pick your own assignments. Bring home hundreds of extra dollars. To qualify, you must be able to read and write, be over 18, have a checking account, credit or debit card, and internet access. For a small fee, mystery ShopLink gives you your training and your secret assignments. All you need to do is shop. Call now and you'll get a $1,000 online catalog gift certificate. Order what you want. As a mystery shopper, you get to keep the goods free. This is a very limited offer, so call right now. Call 1-888-889-6993 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-888-889-6993. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-888-889-6993. Offer not available in Nevada.
neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Yeah, kissing goodbye. All right, let's do. You want to do a little retrospective here, Kathy, on Tom DeLay, a little of the way we were. You want to do some of that? Okay, you want to cue the singer? On the use of federal money to put him on private planes to go to golf resorts. Yes, I play golf. I'm very proud of the fact that I play golf. Speaking at a Texas shelter for young refugee, two young refugee victims of Hurricane Katrina. Now tell me the truth, boys. Is this kind of fun? Kind of like camp? On the evils of science. Our school systems teach our children that they are nothing but glorified apes who have evolutionized out of some primordial soup of mud by teaching evolution as fact. Why Tom the Hammer DeLay evaded the draft. Well, so many minority youths had volunteered that there was literally no room for patriotic folks like myself. On the Columbine tragedy. Guns have little or nothing to do with juvenile violence. The causes of youth violence are working parents who put their kids into daycare and the teaching of evolution in the schools. And working mothers who take birth control pills. On himself. I'm still trying to drive the president. I am not going to sit back and let things happen. I am not a federal employee. I am a constitutional officer. My job is the Constitution of the United States. I am not a government employee. I am the Constitution. After having life support removed from his own father, Hot Tub Boy had this to say about Terri Schiavo. Terri Schiavo is alive. She's not just barely alive. She's not being kept alive. She is alive as you and I. Hell, I asked her to dance the other night. One thing that God has brought to us is Terri Schiavo to elevate the visibility of what's going on in America.
Oh, it's the laughter.
On higher education in Texas. Don't send your kids to A&M or Baylor. Texas A&M used to be a conservative university. It's lost all its conservatism, and it's renounced its traditions. It's really sad. My daughter went there. You know, she had horrible experiences with co-ed dorms and guys who spent the weekend in the rooms with girls, and all this kind of stuff went on there. It's just unbelievable. On one trip to the Mariana Islands, the bug man heaped effusive praise and support for the island's largest sweatshop operator, one Willie Tan. When one of my closest and dearest friends, Jack Abramoff, your most able representative in Washington, D.C., invited me to the islands, I wanted to see firsthand the free market success and progress and reform you have made, DeLay said. Even though I've been here for only 24 hours, I've witnessed the economic success. But you are up against the forces of big labor and the radical left. Dick Armey and I made a promise to defend the island's present system. Stand firm. Resist evil. Remember that all truth and blessings emanate from our Creator. On the role of women in the home. I have seen these liberal psychologists and sociologists talk about there is no need for the man in the family. The woman can't take care of it. A woman can't take care of the family. It takes the man to provide structure, to provide stability. On environmental issues. The EPA, the Gestapo of government, pure and simply, has been one of the major claw hooks that the government maintains on the backs of our constituents. It's never been proven that air toxics are hazardous to people. And last but not least, on his smiley mugshot, I said a little prayer before I actually did the fingerprint thing and the picture. And my prayer was basically, let people see Christ through me and let me smile.
Can it be that it was so simple then? Or has time written every line? If we had the chance to do it all again.
Huh, dude, I'm in trouble.
Why?
I haven't done my taxes yet. I don't have an appointment anywhere. I can't figure out the forms for myself. I'm done for.
Whoa, relax.
I'm gonna have to change my name and leave the country.
Just go to TurboTax.com. They have everything you need to get your taxes done quickly.
TurboTax.com?
Yep, you just answer simple questions and it fills in all the right forms. It checks for errors and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Sounds easy.
You can even e-file and get confirmation that the IRS received your return.
Well, that sounds a lot easier than what I was planning.
Learn more at TurboTax.com. Log on and you're done.
No doubt about it, the internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much, when I think of all the hours I blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the internet, too. Isn't it time the internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My name's Tyler, and in 9 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here, and you can hear me, of course, on Air America Radio. If you're as fed up with the Bush crime family as I am, you need to go to ImpeachBushGame.com. That's ImpeachBushGame.com, where you can get the new board game, Impeached, that points out the lies, incompetence, and stupidity of George W. and the entire Bush crime family. You'll have fun playing this eye-opening board game that dares to peek into the Bush administration. Impeached will challenge your ability to lie, cheat, and steal. I'm for real here. Order your game now at ImpeachBushGame.com.
down. Many times I played around. I'll tell you now that they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, well, I'll sing for you. When I come home, I'll bring your friendship ring. So kiss me and bow.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Like you'll never let me go. Well, I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Feel
it, I'll
see
you in my dreams.
Goodbye, Tom. There's a website I want you to check out. I just got an email. It's the ilovetomdelay.com. ilovetomdelay.com. Let's take a look at it during the break. A lot of comedy and humor on it. Yes.
It's a federal prison website.
No.
I thought it was a welcome home letter from his future cellmate.
It's Alicia owns this website. ilovetomdelay.com. Check it out. All right, let's go back to some phone calls here. Surprise, surprise. Malloy's doing phone calls. Let's check in with R.W. R.W., who's calling in from Chattanooga. Haven't heard from you for a coon's age here, R.W.
Yeah, this is the first time I called since your new gig, and congratulations on the baby.
Well, thank you. You haven't called in for about 2.5 years. Did I do something to piss you off?
No, it's just, trying to survive the neocons, man.
I hear you, R.W. So
bear with me on this a little bit. Let's
sure,
see.
Sure.
Starting with Nixon, we had a president who had to get pardoned so he wouldn't get his butt thrown in jail, and his
right.
vice president resigned in disgrace, or one of his vice presidents.
Yeah.
Reagan-Bush administrations, we had I don't know how many indictments.
Oh, Jesus. How many indictments or resignations prior to indictment or people who got out of town under cloud of suspicion? I think one night on WSB I came up with 180 of them.
And now we have this administration and this Congress. Do we see a pattern here?
Let me see. I do believe we do, R.W. And, hell, I'm from Georgia.
Why can't we, as a people, as a country, keep this in our memory and learn from these mistakes?
Because we're stupid? Because we're misinformed? Because we have no memory? Because all of us, myself included, we watch television, and television is designed. It's like, what's that drug they give you when you have surgery that makes you forget or not able to
Versed. I don't know why you can't remember that.
Because I've had so many damn mouth surgeries. Versed. It's a drug that they give you when you have general anesthesia, and it prevents your, I don't know how it works, but it prevents you from retaining memories. And it's like television has become Versed. And I guess that's the quick answer, R.W. I hate to keep stepping on my own tail, but we are stupid in this country. We really are. We're just ignorant. We're just dumber than a sack full of doorknobs. And you get some of these Republicans out there with little shiny faces, and they hide the fact that they're child molesters and killers and drug users. Look at right-wing talk radio. And they get out there all shiny and bright, and they start talking about shiny hills on the cities on the hill and mom and dad and apple pie and the American flag, and people just go all gooey and go, oh, hell, I'm going to vote for him. I'm not going to vote for them damn Democrats. I don't know what else to say. I don't know why we keep doing it.
And let me get this straight. Homeland Security, the people who just subpoena Google and Yahoo and all that looking for child molesters, violating our rights?
Yeah, right.
And it's,
right. Oh, God, I shouldn't laugh, but yes, you're right. You're right.
I just don't understand. Well, I did see one survey that says apparently we're no longer a red state. Bush's approval ratings in Tennessee, his disapproval ratings are 58%, but try getting certain talk stations around here to bring that up is like, I don't know, trying to raise the dead.
Listen, it's fantasy world. For right-wing media, it's all fantasy world. None of this stuff that is slamming up against the shores of this country, so to speak, ever makes it onto these right-wing radio talk shows. Limbaugh refers to somebody who was sexually assaulted at Duke University as a hoe. That's what he focuses on. Sean Hannity sits there on ABC Radio and plays with himself all day long. It's unbelievable. No, you can't get right-wing talk radio to be honest. Why should they be honest? They've made millions, no, billions, by being dishonest punks. And nothing's gonna change until NBC or ABC or CBS or Infinity or Clear Channel or whoever is responsible for this puts a stop to it.
Well, thank goodness. Well, at least we got our 1310 in Chattanooga, the voice, and we really appreciate Air America. And give out that number more, man. I had to go on IRC to get your phone number.
I'm sorry. RW, thanks for checking in.
No problem.
All right, you take care. That's one of my boys. That's one of my posse. RW. He used to email in a lot, and I still get him. He used to email a lot. He used to call a lot. But the posse's getting bigger. All right, the phone number here is 866-303-2270. Dave is calling from Tyler, Texas. Dave, welcome to the program.
Oh, hey, Mike. Hey, great to talk to you.
My pleasure, sir.
What prompted me to call is I heard Lobo a couple of phone calls ago.
Yes.
And I heard his voice. I recognized it. And then he said Veterans for Peace campaign. I met him back in August at Camp Casey and then at Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
At Camp Casey, and I just wanted to put in an extra call. What he was talking about is this Easter, and I have just everybody check the Crawford Peace House website. I think it's the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, right around there.
Mm-hmm.
There's another Camp Casey. Anybody in Dallas, Waco, San Antonio, Austin, Houston, make the drive. If it's just for the day, you can camp out there. We need all the people we can get. It is the best way in the world to just harass Jeff George really bad out there.
Well, that's good. I hope it's this thing. Well, you're talking about Easter weekend. That's what weekend after next, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like I said. I should know the exact dates, but I
well,
don't.
if you get some specific information, if you'll just send me an email, I'll certainly mention it on the air. For people in Texas, maybe people in anywhere in the Southwest that want to go down there and participate in a little resurrection fun. After all, it is Easter, right?
That's right. This is actually there was a good article in Waco Tribune today, uh-huh. And they were talking about, I think, with Cindy being there and the protests we've had outside the gate every time Bush shows up.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, he's shying away from Crawford now. I guess we finally scared him.
it doesn't take much to scare a bully, especially.
No, it doesn't. But he was. I was there in August when he drove by to the fundraiser down at the ranch down the road, and as far as I know, that is the last time he has driven out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Every other time he'll helicopter in and helicopter out. I think that is the last time he actually ventured outside where people could see him.
Well, that's the divine right of kings, to drop out of the sky and to ascend back into the sky and to stay away from the common folk who are out there in the dirt and the mud trying to get the attention of the sovereign.
So, well, that's it. But anyway, I've taken enough of your time. I just wanted to do that, and I'll send you an email with the schedule. Also, going on right now, it started Saturday, there is a march from Irving, ExxonMobil headquarters in Irving to Crawford. It's in progress now.
Oh, really?
I will send you all this information, and people can find it. Just if they just go to the Crawford Peace House website, they can find it, but I will send you the specifics also.
Now give the website again.
Just Google Crawford Peace House, but it's CrawfordPeace.org, I believe.
All right. Well, folks can Google it. We had it once tonight, and I didn't write it down. All right. Thanks
a
lot.
Just Crawford Peace House. It's their purpose is there. This isn't this. They're there to support anybody who wants to petition the government for grievances in the city of Crawford. They are there to support, get the permits, provide food, the base. That is their mission, is to give you access to your government,
all
and
right.
they do a good job.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you checking in.
If Lobo is still listening out there, I just want to tell him, hey, man, good to hear from you. I'll see you again Easter.
All right, Dave. Take care. Greg is calling from San Diego. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good, Greg. How are you?
Oh, not bad. You know, I heard something today that just kind of upset me a little on the radio that said that Tom DeLay may have some as yet unnamed lobbying firm in Virginia that's ready to hire him on as a consultant. And it got me to thinking, he's on bail. He's out on bail in Texas. And I think we all have to get on to Ronnie Earle that if there are no conditions on Tom DeLay's bail now, he should not be allowed to relocate to a different state if he's on bail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we don't need this guy mucking around with public policy any more than he already has, I don't think.
No, I hear that. I agree with you. Greg, if you get a link to the story about that, send it to me. I got a break here. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for checking
in. Thank
you. All right, sir. Take care.
She said she loved me. She was a spy who lied. Another one bites the dust. Right. I could relate. Could you relate? Another one bites the dust. Jerry Wonder, fried up. Another one bites the dust. Yo, cannabis is unfortunate. Another one bites the dust. Yo, dirty cash and baby free. Another one bites the dust. And another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Now, baby.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Hello, this is Janine Garofalo. Are you tired of right-wing politicians who desperately want to impose their religious beliefs on the rest of us? I know I am. That's why I'm asking you to support the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Join the fight and call the Freedom From Religion Foundation toll-free at 1-800-335-4021. That's 1-800-335-4021. Or visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation website at ffrf.org. That's www.ffrf.org. Proud to be an atheist, Janine Garofalo.
Thank you.
personal prayerful thinking and analysis, I have come to the conclusion that it is time to close this public service chapter of my life.
You've come to that conclusion? Well, the thing that always amazes me about these people is the absolute, total, delusional world they all seem to roll around in. Have you noticed that? It's incredible. And the way they, I noticed this with delay over the past couple of days, they plaster this crap-eating grin on their face. And, you know, somebody could walk up to them with a microphone and a camera, and the grin is there, and the reporter could say, you know, you're just a half-witted son of a bitch, aren't you? And the grin would stay, yes, I am. You like my teeth? I'm just going to sit here and grin.
But Delay grins for Jesus. He wants people to see Christ in his smile.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They probably see Christ in the syrup on his flapjacks on his breakfast plate. Look here. By God, that looks like Jesus, doesn't it? Here, don't eat that, Tom. Don't eat it.
Sacrilicious.
Yeah, sacrilicious. Oh, God, so to speak. But the grin on their face and the way they hide behind the crucified Christ, the way they hide behind, and especially this time of year. I mean, let's face it. You know my position on all this, but for Christian folk, this is the most important day in the history of humankind. Not today, but I mean Easter, the day that they've chosen is Easter. I know. The symbolism of that day, you know, the resurrection, the conquering of death, the risen Christ. This, you know, to Christian folk, real believers in Jesus, this is the single most important day in history ever. Without a risen Christ, there is no Christianity. And with these people, the way they hide behind this, the way they brutalize a body already flayed. You saw Mel Gibson's movie, pornographic film about the trip to Golgotha. Was it to Golgotha? You saw that movie, didn't you? Or you know enough about it? The horrendous pornography that was heaped on this man Jesus. At least the way Mel Gibson depicted it. So these fundamentalists, Armageddonists, Dominionists, whatever you want to call them, Christians, they know this stuff. They understand it. And yet in their hypocrisy, in their unfathomable hypocrisy, they dance on the corpse of Jesus all day, all night, with every breath they take. These mega churches, it's just filled with this kind of anti-Jesus hypocrisy. I am certainly not a Christian, but I will tell you from what I've read in the Bible, and I've read more of the Bible than most of these Bible beaters down here in Atlanta, Georgia, or in the South. Trust me on that. I've said before, I was brought up Baptist and Methodist. I can out-Bible any of these suckers. But everything that I read in the Bible in the New Testament about Jesus, even from sick degenerates like Paul with all of his letters to all these early churches, Paul was a real basket case. But when you read through this stuff and you see what this man, this carpenter, this simple man from Galilee was trying to say to these people, at least in the legend, you know, there it is. And so much of it has been eliminated. Because the early church fathers would not have the gospel of Thomas or the gospel of Mary or the people who really understood what Jesus was about. And the way these right-wingers, these Tom DeLays and George Bushes and Rush Limbaughs and Sean Hannitys and the rest of these evil, evil, degenerate people have taken the peaceful message of Jesus Christ and turned it into something rapacious and bloody and warlike and ugly and hate-filled and degenerate. It's disgusting. It's horrifying. And I don't like it. And there's nothing I can do about it.
According to Tom DeLay, the message Jesus had for him was, say, Jesus.
I know. He said Jesus told him to smile when he was getting his mug shot in his fingerprint.
Cheese!
Cheeses. Different kinds of cheeses.
The other white meat.
I know. It's awful what they've done. It's just awful what they've done. Awful. And this is the part that is really heartbreaking to me. I think about how many true believers in the message of Jesus are out there. And what must you all think when you see the way these people pick up the body of Jesus, the battered, crucified body of Jesus, and just fling it around like it was some kind of a sawdust stuffed dummy? I can't get over that. I just can't get over that. I just can't get over it. Oh, well, it's not for me to get over. It's none of my business. I'm speaking strictly as an observer. What was it that Gandhi said? I like your Christ, but I don't like your Christianity. Is that what he said? They seem to be two different things. I'm mangling that quotation. Maybe somebody will send it to me. I like your Christ, but I don't like your Christmas. What? I have no idea.
I think he said, "I like your Christ," and Pastor Versed.
Is oh well. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back and take your phone calls and some other stuff. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. I love this song. Listen to this song. Time to say goodbye, Tom.
Quando sei lontana, sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. Io sì lo so che sei con me, tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me.
Not at all. I feel kind of excited, frankly. I'm looking forward to being liberated outside the house.
Time to say goodbye.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, here's something to think about. April 15th is around the corner. You only have a few days left to get your taxes done, and you don't even have an appointment at one of those tax prep stores. Don't panic. Log on to TurboTax.com. You just answer simple questions, and TurboTax fills in all the right forms. And when you're done, you can e-file and get confirmation that the IRS received your return. No wonder millions of Americans use TurboTax. And you know what? I bet a lot of them started even later than you.
TurboTax.com. Log on, and you're done.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs, too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush is wishing Texas Republican Congressman Tom DeLay well, but he doesn't have much to say about the embattled DeLay's departure from the House of Representatives. DeLay says he's quitting his race for re-election because it doesn't look like he'll win.
I've been around a while. I know how to evaluate a campaign, and the more I looked at it, the more I felt like that this was going to be a nasty campaign for a lot of money, and my district didn't deserve it.
DeLay stepped down from his leadership post in September after being indicted in Texas on campaign finance charges. The man known as the Hammer is also under investigation for suspected ties to convicted Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Two of his former aides have pleaded guilty to federal charges stemming from their activities with Abramoff and have agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. He says he looks forward to promoting conservative causes as a private citizen. Republicans in the U.S. House are working to come up with an official commendation for the U.S. Capitol Police Department for what they say is the professional way in which they handled a recent incident with Democratic Georgia Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. McKinney is accused of hitting a police officer in the chest with a cell phone after she was stopped from entering the building. Capitol Police say she walked around a metal detector, and the officer at first did not recognize her as a congresswoman. Police are seeking an arrest warrant for McKinney, and a federal prosecutor is reviewing the case. McKinney, who is black, says racial profiling was used by the officer involved in the incident and that she was touched inappropriately. A levee break in rural Merced County in California has forced several hundred people out of their homes. Sheriff Mark Pazin says the heavy rain that's soaking Northern California overwhelmed the 25-foot section of the El Capitan levee early Tuesday morning and flooded about 50 mobile homes in the immediate area. Sheriff Pazin says an evacuation order has been issued for the surrounding area.
We were able to evacuate approximately 300 homes in that area.
The sheriff says they have deputies working overtime to help make sure the 700 or so residents affected by the evacuation order are able to get to a safe location and secure their property to stop any potential looting. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Thank you to the 10 or 12 folks who sent in the quote to me. Which toy? Which toy was in first? The quote is which toy sends it to us. I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ. Gandhi. Yeah. And we have a lot of witches out there listening to the program. Witches. Witches with a W. Wiccans. This is from Tom. Mike, you're onto something. It's a way to defeat the bastards. Use their own theology against them. Do they really want heaven on earth? Okay. Monetize and democratize agape. Just give it all away for free. Healthcare, public transportation, education. For a third of the national war budget debt, we can load C-140s with food, shelter, tools, books, medicine, and bomb the hell out of hungry, desperate people all over the world so they become friends, not enemies. See what I mean? Hold their feet to their own fire. Yeah. When that day comes, Tom, I will probably become a pagan Christian and go do the work of the Lord or somebody. A couple of emails from Connecticut about Bush is going to be there in Bridgeport, Connecticut tomorrow at 11 a.m. for a speech on his health care savings funds scam. Rocky Mountain Mary sent this in. Witch Toy sent it. A couple other people sent it in. Have you been listening to this scam, this health savings thing, health savings club? I don't know what the hell it is. You know, you put in $2 a week. At the end of the year, you get out your $100 and go buy some good. No, that's a Christmas club. Never mind. But this healthcare savings fund scam is about as productive and useful as a Christmas club. Remember the Christmas? Did they still have those, Candy? Christmas club? When I was a kid, my mother used to make me put 50 cents a week in, and at the end of the year, I had $26, and it was like, woo. Of course, that was back when bread was a dime, and, you know, rent on a real nice house was about $80 a month. God, I'm so old, I remember when this was a Democratic Republic.
Well, like Bush says, that's the magic of compound interest. It makes your money grow bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes.
Like a magic beanstalk.
Yes. Anyway, so Bush is going to be in Connecticut, Bridgeport, Connecticut, tomorrow, 11 a.m., to give his speech. He'll be at the Polka Dot Playhouse on State Street. Polka?
Everybody up and dance. Let's go. Let's go.
Someone stole the key card. Someone stole the key card from the butcher shop. Who stole the key card? Who stole the key card?
Hey.
Who stole the key card?
Hey.
From the butcher
shop. Hey.
Round and firm and fully packed. It was hanging from the rack. Someone stole the key card.
Who stole the keys, car? Who stole the keys, car? Who stole the keys, car? Someone call the cop.
Or something. Come on, get up. I know it's late. Get up and dance. You people in Phoenix, come on. Oy vey!
You can have my shinka or my sweet kielbasa. You can have my pierogi. Bring me back my kishka. Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka?
Who stole the kishka? Someone call the cops or something.
Yaka from the kishka. Yaka from the kishka. He hung it on the rack. He found the kishka.
He found the kishka. He found the kishka. He hung it on the rack.
Ho! 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 Man, I'm getting too old for that.
It's a little bit of fun for Tom DeLay Day. I just saw on MSNBC some video footage of Tom DeLay and his wife walking into a building, a courtroom or something.
Were they polka-ing?
You know, no, but from behind they look exactly the same. Except I think he has a little more hair.
Oh, my God.
Whew. Oh! Okay. That gets the blood pumping here in the Eastern time zone, where it's a little past midnight right now. I know for folks around the country, it's no big deal. But when it's 12 minutes past midnight, like it is here in Georgia, to get up in polka like that, good. God, did I wake Molly? Is Molly awake? No, Molly's still asleep. Oh, my goodness. Here's someone who knows something about polka. Let's go back to the phones. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, how you doing?
Hey, compadre.
Who stole the kishka?
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I got a sore knee, but I got my toe tapping to that one.
I'll bet you did.
Oh, man, you make a pretty good bohunk.
I was brought up in Toledo, Ohio. I was brought up on polka.
Were you?
Oh yeah! Every Sunday morning they had a couple.
Kishka too, huh?
Yeah, they had a couple of programs on the radio every Sunday morning for like 3 hours, and it was all in Polish, and I couldn't understand it, but the music, you know. Oh, so that's not why you really called.
No, well, shoot, you know it. When I hear about our good conservative leader who's falling on his sword for the cause,
yeah.
You know, I was moved to pick up the phone and say, gee. Poor fellow. It took him all this time to stash his money in Aruba or Grand Cayman or wherever the hell he put it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he's taken away a load.
Well, there's no question, but he's going to have to use it for his defense team.
Well, yeah. There's talk of that, but he's got plenty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he will have a lot of money. And the terminally brain dead, the Republicans, that is, these Christo-fascists, will look at Tom DeLay. They will buy his story that those hate-filled, disgusting pro-abortion liberals that have been after him since he was a little boy have been pumping poison gas into his bedroom at night and all this stuff, that the faithful are going to have to come to his defense because, you know, if we don't defend Tom DeLay today, they're going to be taking Jesus out of the Bible tomorrow. They will. They'll take Jesus right out of the Bible, and they'll put in Ralph. You know, they'll come up with something like that.
These people are totally weird. Hey, I need to verify something with you.
Sure.
What's the deal with Cynthia McKinney? I mean, I saw something where, did she lose her cool, or are they setting her up, or what's going on in the Capitol that they wouldn't let her in, and then they're charging her with assault or whatever the hell?
How to answer that? Cynthia has been a target.
I know that.
Of so much ugliness here in Georgia, in Washington, D.C. She's a five-term member of Congress now. When she went back after a defeat that was engineered by the right wing here in Georgia, when she went back to D.C., it's my understanding that the House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, refused to give her back her seniority. I don't know. Maybe there's some rule about that. But she has been... she has been harassed. Look, she's a black woman in America. That speaks volumes. She's a black woman in America who is outspoken. That speaks even more volumes. She's a black woman in America who is outspoken and who doesn't believe that she should just, roll over and let somebody, black, white, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, man, woman, push her around. And she reacted in a way that I don't know, maybe I wouldn't have reacted, but I'm a white man. She reacted in a way that maybe you wouldn't have reacted, but you're a white woman. This is America. This is Washington, D.C., where this event occurred. This is Cynthia McKinney. This is the moves of an incipient police state. So I would never presume to speak for Cynthia McKinney. I would never presume to speak for black folk. But I can stand back and observe, and I can look, and I can come to some conclusions. So is Cynthia McKinney losing it? Well, if she is, I hope she loses it on a regular basis, because these people piss me off, too.
No kidding.
All right, Marge, hold on. Let me do a break, and I'll come right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening.
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Spring is here, and everywhere you look, the colors are in full bloom. Even at your neighborhood Ace Hardware. We have thousands of the trendiest paint colors, and better yet, we can custom match any color you bring in. Hurry into Ace Hardware today for a great deal on Ace Royal Flat Interior Paint. Buy up to 10 gallons of Ace Royal for just $13.99 each after a $5 mail-in rebate. See store for details. Ace, the helpful place.
My name's Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack.
22 past the hour. Don't forget, DeLay recently spoke at the War on Christians conference in D.C., right? Sick bastard. All right, we're talking with Marge, who's called in from Indiana. Where were we, Marge?
Oh, he's such a jerk. You know, you look at his smiling face and you think, you want to puke. I mean, what can I tell you?
Well, yeah.
It's something else that I heard, though, today. By any definition, could you be described a deadhead, as in Jerry Garcia, deadhead?
Sometimes. It depends on what I've had to smoke.
Well, it was reported today that, I don't know, they were doing some remodeling, repair, whatever, and the salmon-colored toilet that was in his house was out on the front lawn and got stolen.
Oh, no.
Well, the local police, you know, didn't have a clue because they had nothing to go on.
All right, that's enough. All right, that's enough, all right? That's enough, Marge. Everybody wants to be a comedian.
I'm sick. What can I tell you?
That's true. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in.
Take care, my friend.
All right, you too. You too. Let's stick with the phone calls here. Oh, wait a second. Before I go back to the phone calls, from Columbus, Ohio, as reported in the Houston Chronicle, it's reported all over the place, the state's top election official said yesterday he accidentally invested in a company that makes voting machines. Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell, who is seeking the Republican nomination for governor, said he discovered the shares for Diebold Incorporated while preparing a required filing for the Ohio Ethics Commission. He said, quote, "While I was unaware of this stock in my portfolio, its mere presence may be viewed as a conflict and is therefore not acceptable," end quote. So, he said, further quoting, "I am going to take myself out to the woodshed and just beat the hell out of myself for doing this. I'm going to take my pants off and strap my round ass." Oh, wait a minute. That would feel too good. Never mind. I made that last part up. Blackwell said his investments are directed by an accountant and financial advisor without his knowledge or help. He said a manager of his investment accounts at Credit Suisse First Boston bought 178 shares of Diebold stock at $53.67 per share in January 25. Blackwell said the manager did not follow instructions to avoid such investments. The state negotiated a deal with Diebold last year for $2,700 per touch screen machine. Democrats weren't buying Blackwell's explanation, said Brian Rothenberg, spokesman for the Ohio Democratic Party. If he can't manage to know what's in his checkbook, why would the people of Ohio want to trust this man with the state's checkbook? What? That's the best you can do, Brian? Oh, my God, I hate being a Democrat. God, I hate it. But I can't not be a Democrat. Brian Rothenberg. That's the best you can come up with? If he can't manage to know what's in his checkbook, why would the people of Ohio want to trust it? You don't have your stock portfolio in your checkbook, first of all, Brian, you dumbass. Secondly, can't you? This is the Secretary of State. This is a man who stole the election, just like this poor, miserable Catherine Harris, who's having a complete mental breakdown in Ohio, in Florida. The demons have got inside Catherine Harris's head. The demons are going to get inside Mr. Blackwell's head. Didn't he make dresses? No, I'm thinking something else. The demons are inside Catherine Harris's head. The demons are going to get inside Ken Blackwell's head. And this Ohio Democratic Party spokesman, all he can come up with, if he can't manage to know what's in his checkbook, why would the people of Ohio want to trust this man with the state's checkbook? Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, what is it? What is wrong with the Democrats? What is wrong with the Democrats?
Yeah, you would think with all the various and sundry Republican scandals out there and now sexual scandals inside the Department of Homeland Security involving minor children, you'd think the Democrats could come out and, you know, do something about that thing.
I know. And
turn out the lights.
What?
The party's over.
Okay, you want to go ahead and start that? Go ahead. What the hell? Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Mola. This is Air America Radio.
What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun. But look at me, I'm almost crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery, cause for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Must you sacrifice your values to be a successful investor? At Pax World, we don't think so. We offer you the opportunity to invest with your values. We also believe companies meeting higher social and environmental standards are better long-term investments. Pax World, socially responsible mutual fund since 1971. Available with a low $250 minimum investment.
You should consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses before investing. For this and other important information, please obtain a fund prospectus by calling 1-800-767-1729 or online at paxworld.com. Please read the prospectus carefully before investing.
Oh, dude, I'm in trouble.
Why?
I haven't done my taxes yet. I don't have an appointment anywhere. I can't figure out the forms for myself. I'm done for.
Whoa, relax.
I'm gonna have to change my name and leave the country.
Just go to TurboTax.com. They have everything you need to get your taxes done quickly.
TurboTax.com?
Yep. You just answer simple questions and it fills in all the right forms. It checks for errors and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Sounds easy.
You can even e-file and get confirmation that the IRS received your return.
Well, that sounds a lot easier than what I was planning.
Learn more at TurboTax.com. Log on and you're done.
How would you like to get paid $1,000 simply for losing ugly fat? DJ Diet here at K-Slim Radio. I've been authorized to pay my listeners $1,000 each as part of a real-life weight loss study now underway coast to coast. How many more attempts at losing weight are you going to endure before you understand the fact that all diets are impossible to stick to? That's why this study is testing a very unusual dieting concept. Diet only 15 days of the month. This unique diet concept, called One Day Diet, allows you to go off the diet 15 days out of 30. All participants who get paid $1,000 will be documented proof that revolutionary One Day Diet outperforms every other diet when used by real people in real life. Go to www.dietstudy.com to enroll. One Day Diet is for those who have fallen into dieters' despair and are looking for a real solution. To join the largest ever real-life weight loss study and get paid $1,000, simply go to dietstudy.com. That's dietstudy.com.
We'll be right back.
It's about 26 before the hour. When we finished last night's reading of George Orwell's 1984, and by the way, we're in part two, chapter nine. Winston Smith has been given a copy of Emmanuel Goldstein's book. He was given a copy of the book by O'Brien, one of the Inner Party members. And, of course, Winston Smith and Julia are stunned that they have connected with somebody in the Inner Party who is part of the revolution against Big Brother. So Winston has taken himself, after working his butt off during Hate Week and then having to alter the past 6 years of history because it's been announced that Eurasia is an ally instead of being the enemy, and East Asia is the new enemy, unless I have that backwards. But anyway, O'Brien had to alter, as did everybody in the Ministry of Truth, 5 years of history. So he's exhausted, and he goes to Mr. Charrington's shop, the room above which contains his little inner sanctum, where he and Julia get together for solitude and sex. So he's got the book with him, and he's been reading it. He's reading as O'Brien explains what Doublethink and Newspeak and Big Brother Society is all about. The primary aim of modern warfare, in accordance with the principles of doublethink, this aim is simultaneously recognized and not recognized by the directing brains of the Inner Party. But the primary aim of modern warfare is to use up the products of the machine without raising the general standard of living. Ever since the end of the 19th century, the problem of what to do with the surplus of consumption goods has been latent in industrial society. At present, when few human beings even have enough to eat, this problem is obviously not urgent. And it might not have become so, even if no artificial processes of destruction had been at work. The world of today is a bare, hungry, dilapidated place compared with the world that existed before 1914, and still more so if compared with the imaginary future to which the people of that period looked forward. In the early 20th century, the vision of a future society unbelievably rich, leisured, orderly, and efficient, a glittering antiseptic world of glass and steel and snow-white concrete, was part of the consciousness of nearly every literate person. Science and technology were developing at a prodigious speed, and it seemed natural to assume that they would go on developing. This failed to happen, partly because of the impoverishment caused by a long series of wars and revolutions, partly because scientific and technical progress depended on the empirical habit of thought, which could not survive in a strictly regimented society. As a whole, the world is more primitive today than it was 50 years ago. Certain backward areas have advanced, and various devices, always in some way connected with warfare and police espionage, have been developed, but experiment and invention have largely stopped, and the ravages of the atomic war of the 1950s have never been fully repaired. Nevertheless, the dangers inherent in the machine are still there. From the moment when the machine first made its appearance, it was clear to all thinking people that the need for human drudgery, and therefore to a great extent for human inequality, had disappeared. If the machine were used deliberately for that end, hunger, overwork, dirt, illiteracy, and disease could be eliminated within a few generations, and in fact, without being used for any such purpose, but by a sort of atomic automatic process, by producing wealth which it was sometimes impossible not to distribute, the machine did raise the living standards of the average human being very greatly over a period of about 50 years at the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th centuries. But it was also clear that an all-around increase in wealth threatened the destruction, indeed in some sense was the destruction, of a hierarchical society. In a world in which everyone worked short hours, had enough to eat, lived in a house with a bathroom and a refrigerator, and possessed a motor car or even an airplane, the most obvious and perhaps the most important form of inequality would already have disappeared. If it once became general, wealth would confer no distinction. It was possible, no doubt, to imagine a society in which wealth, in the sense of personal possessions and luxuries, should be evenly distributed, while power remained in the hands of a small, privileged caste. But in practice, such a society could not long remain stable, for if leisure and security were enjoyed by all alike, the great mass of human beings who are normally stupefied by poverty would become literate and would learn to think for themselves. And when once they had done this, they would sooner or later realize that the privileged minority had no function, and they would sweep it away. In the long run, a hierarchical society was only possible on a basis of poverty and ignorance. To return to the agricultural past, as some thinkers about the beginning of the 20th century dreamed of doing, was not a practicable solution. It conflicted with the tendency toward mechanization, which had become quasi-instinctive throughout almost the whole world. And moreover, any country which remained industrially backward was helpless in the military sense, and was bound to be dominated, directly or indirectly, by its more advanced rivals. Nor was it a satisfactory solution to keep the masses in poverty by restricting the output of goods. This happened to a great extent during the final phase of capitalism, roughly between 1920 and 1940. The economy of many countries was allowed to stagnate, land went out of cultivation, capital equipment was not added to, great blocks of the population were prevented from working and kept half alive by state charity. But this too entailed military weakness. And since the privations it inflicted were obviously unnecessary, it made opposition inevitable. The problem was how to keep the wheels of industry turning without increasing the real wealth of the world. Goods must be produced, but they must not be distributed. And in practice, the only way of achieving this was by continuous warfare. The essential act of war is destruction, not necessarily of human lives, but of the products of human labor. War is a way of shattering to pieces, or pouring into the stratosphere, or sinking in the depths of the sea, materials which might otherwise be used to make the masses too comfortable, and hence, in the long run, too intelligent. Even when weapons of war are not actually destroyed, their manufacture is still a convenient way of expending labor power without producing anything that can be consumed. A floating fortress, for example, has locked up in it the labor that would build several hundred cargo ships. Ultimately, it is scrapped as obsolete, never having brought any material benefit to anybody. And with further enormous labors, another floating fortress is built. In principle, the war effort is always so planned as to eat up any surplus that might exist after meeting the bare needs of the population. In practice, the needs of the population are always underestimated, with the result that there is a chronic shortage of half the necessities of life. But this is looked on as an advantage. It is deliberate policy to keep even the favored group somewhere near the brink of hardship, because a general state of scarcity increases the importance of small privileges and thus magnifies the distinction between one group and another. By the standards of the early 20th century, even a member of the inner party lives an austere, laborious kind of life. Nevertheless, the few luxuries that he does enjoy, his large, well-appointed flat, the better texture of his clothes, the better quality of his food and drink and tobacco, his two or three servants, his private motor car or helicopter, all of this sets him apart in a different world from a member of the outer party. And the members of the outer party have a similar advantage in comparison with the submerged masses whom we call the proles. The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possessions of a lump of horse flesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty. And at the same time, the consciousness of being at war, and therefore in danger, makes the handing over of all power to a small caste seem the natural, unavoidable condition of survival. War, it will be seen, accomplishes the necessary destruction, but accomplishes it in a psychologically acceptable way. In principle, it would be quite simple to waste the surplus labor of the world by building temples and pyramids, by digging holes and filling them up again, or even by producing vast quantities of goods and then setting them on fire. but this would provide only the economic and not the emotional basis for a hierarchical society. What is concerned here is not the morale of masses, whose attitude is unimportant so long as they are kept steadily at work, but the morale of the party itself. Even the humblest party members expected to be competent, industrious, and even intelligent within narrow limits. But it is also necessary that he should be a credulous and ignorant fanatic whose prevailing moods are fear, hatred, adulation, and orgiastic triumph. In other words, it is necessary that he should have the mentality appropriate to a state of war.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you know the power of financial empowerment? Ambassador Andrew Young, humanitarian and educator, has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, how is Operation Hope meeting this challenge?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what's your role in financial literacy education?
Well, I came up with Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, and now we're trying to develop a Silver Rights Movement. Young people in the system of free enterprise and capitalism need to understand money and how it works. It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
If you need financial hope, we're here to help you. Call Operation Hope at 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at operationhope.org.
now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. Thanks to our engineers, Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac in New York, Dee Neal, our associate producer in New York. She also answers your phone calls and maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives program. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Welcome back, Air America Phoenix. KPHX, 1480 AM, alive and kicking. Herb is calling from Mississippi. Herb, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program. There he is. Hey, Herb.
Hey, Mike. My twin sister and I were talking about you earlier today, and I told her, I said, you'd gotten hit by some of those tornadoes.
We had some wind here, and what looks like it's going to be just a hell of a lot of damage to the house.
Well, she told me to tell you. She was going to call you and tell you herself, but she got cut off or she lost her connection or something. But she wanted me to tell you not to worry about it. George Bush will take care of it.
Oh, good. I rest easy now.
that make you feel good.
I've had a steady parade, or Kathy's had a steady parade of people coming by the house the last 24 hours to give us estimates on this and estimates on that. And I'll tell you something else. These insurance companies that give you homeowners insurance, they're all demons from hell, every one of them.
Yeah, I worked for the insurance company one time, and I sold a policy, a life insurance policy, to a guy, and I got chewed out for it, and I said, wait a minute, I made a sale, I thought that was good. And he said, no, it's not good, we didn't make enough money on it.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, we've got nothing to complain about, we just have some damage to the house, the deck, the truck, the fence. And I'm not trying to be cute. We don't have anything to complain about. The real storms that hit other parts of the South and the lower Midwest, those people were just devastated.
Well, you know,
and of course, there's always you and everybody over there on Mississippi Gulf Coast. So we got nothing to complain about. It's just going to cost some money.
Well, I tell you, there is the good news. The good news is Jesus saves, but he won't delay.
That's true. And remember this, Jesus saves, Moses invests.
Well, Mike, I'll let you go. I just want to check in with you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, sir. Appreciate your call. Jake is calling from Arcata, California. Hey, Jake.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's going.
You know, I've about had it with these stupid Republicans trying to say that the reason Tom DeLay is a corrupt criminal who takes million-dollar bribes and lets these stupid lobbyists write our laws, that somehow it has to do with Christianity, that he's being persecuted for his beliefs. Let me tell you what kind of Christian Tom DeLay is.
Okay.
This is a quote of DeLay's from Meet the Press, December 21st, 2003. So Tim Russert asked Tom DeLay, what do you think of the situation in Iraq? And Tom DeLay's answer, I think it's very exciting. Tom DeLay is a sick, greedy little Nazi who should spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Exciting?
Yeah. Tom DeLay said he thinks the situation in Iraq is very exciting.
Yeah.
December 21st, 2003, from Meet the Press.
Well, it would if it's so exciting, maybe that could be a condition of his conviction when it comes about. Just put him in U.S. military issue Kevlar, give him a weapon, give him a helmet, give him a new pair of boots, and turn his ass loose somewhere outside the gates of Fallujah. And then say, here, Tom, this is exciting.
Yeah, I'd like to see some of these Republicans who talk big actually get out there and fight this war that they're making all the poor kids fight for them.
Yeah, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Vietnam was exciting to Tom DeLay, too, but as he said, all those minorities beat him to the draw when they signed up and there was no more room for him to join. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm sure there was an Army rifle company that would have taken Tom DeLay gladly back in the day. But Tom DeLay, like so many of these Republicans, are chicken hawks. They're cowards. They're just when the lights go out, I've already got about 20 of them. You can have the rest. All right.
All right. You know, the fact is, the Republican Party is the party of hypocrisy, the party of greed, and the party of treason. The Republicans need to be kicked out.
I hear you. I hear you. Let's make sure that happens. Thanks, Jake. Thanks for checking in. Joe is calling from Miami. Joe,
Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. We don't have much.
I want to make a little point for the 36% who still support Bush.
Last thing I heard missing from Iraq was $8.8 billion. No denials from the White House or Republicans. No hearings also. Now, anybody with two neurons realize that Iran has been running southern Iraq through their Shiite surrogates. You got Bush running around crying about Iran's nuclear program. How embarrassing would it be for Bush to find out that that $8.8 billion turned up in Iran funding the nuclear program? And here's another one. Remember the 680 tons of explosive that disappeared?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the point. That would take 34 tractor trailers at 20 tons of tractor to move.
Yeah.
That would be hours. Since Iraq was in a war zone, we have KH-11 satellites that had to be going over there all the time. We know who took that stuff.
Yeah, who took it?
Well, like I said, we got pictures. We got enough equipment to do it.
I don't think anybody took it. I don't think it existed.
Well, here it is. I don't think it was chemical weapons. I mean, I think it was chemical weapons that we moved with U.S. markings on it. Take care, my man.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Joe. I think that went right over my head. I'm not sure.
Versed.
Is that your word tonight?
What?
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. All right, we're not going to take any more phone calls. To the folks who are still on hold, I'm sorry. We'll try to get to you tomorrow night. Okay. What I want to talk about tomorrow night, we didn't get to it tonight because of the time delay stuff, was the fact the U.S. Supreme Court has decided that American citizens now can be held for whatever period of time in military custody. And American citizens, and they are outside the reach of the U.S. Constitution. Think about that overnight. Thanks for participating in the program. However you did that tonight, I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. All right? Watch your back. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Okay, here's something to think about. April 15th is around the corner. You only have a few days left to get your taxes done, and you don't even have an appointment at one of those tax prep stores. Don't panic. Log on to TurboTax.com. You just answer simple questions, and TurboTax fills in all the right forms. And when you're done, you can e-file and get confirmation that the IRS received your return. No wonder millions of Americans use TurboTax. And you know what? I bet a lot of them started even later than you.
TurboTax.com. Log on and you're done.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4-K-9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.